98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Their ultimate destination, the U.S. A mob of illegal immigrants wrought havoc at a Mexican asylum office, toppling security fences, pushing past the guards, demanding they be issued paperwork to ease their northward trip.
Crowds of frustrated migrants, including many from Cuba and Honduras, say they've had to wait for weeks in some cases for an appointment at the office in Tapachula near the border with Guatemala. At the office, run by the Mexican Commission for Refugee Aid, migrants can file claims for asylum in Mexico. Most, however, intend to use the papers to travel more safely and easily to the U.S. border.
Correspondent Norman Hall. The U.N. General Assembly will hear from President Biden this morning. Mr. Biden in New York to address the world body. Ukraine's president is there as well, and he is taking the U.N. to task for continuing to give Russia a seat at the table.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address world leaders at the UN General Assembly.
It's very important that all our words, all our messages will be heard by our partners.
And then Wednesday, before the UN Security Council, he was asked if he'll stay in the room or walk out when a Russian diplomat speaks.
Still, there is a place for Russian terrorists. It's a question, not to me, I think it's a question to all the members of the United Nations.
Russia continues to claim its invasion of Ukraine is justified. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At $1.2 billion per hostage, five Americans who had been held by Iran are now free. Exchange for five Iranians who were held by the U.S. The Biden administration also released $6 billion in previously frozen Iranian assets in exchange for the detainees. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know Joe Biden isn't getting the job done and too often is making things worse.
That's conservative business leader Doug Burgum, one of America's most successful governors. Raised with small-town values, Burgum built a billion-dollar company, creating thousands of jobs. As governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum cut taxes, balanced the budget, and helped pass term limits.
Where we come from, when something isn't working, you stop and you try something new. That's common sense. Joe Biden has got to go. Yeah.
As president, Doug Burgum will unleash American energy and end Biden's inflation. He'll secure the border to stop the flow of illegal drugs. And Burgum will rebuild our military to win the Cold War with China.
Do you believe that the economy, energy, and national security are critical to our nation's future? Remember, that's why I'm running for president.
Best of America PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.bestofamericapac.com.
Strengthening the police state, China demanding that foreign consulates in Hong Kong hand over information about all of their locally employed staff.
Overseas missions have been given a month to provide details such as names, addresses, and ID card numbers. It's thought this is the first time the authorities have asked for this kind of information. China has not said why it now needs these particulars, but one rights activist said the move was a clear threat to Hong Kong residents working at consulates. This information could be sensitive because the national security law that Beijing imposed on Hong Kong 3 years ago outlaws collusion with foreign governments.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, detained on espionage charges, has appeared in a Moscow court today appealing his arrest. The 31-year-old United States citizen was arrested in Russia in late March. News and analysis at townhall.com. Their raid of a delivery van loaded with donuts probably left a couple of bears with one powerful sugar high.
That van was stopped outside a convenience store on an Alaska military base. The van's driver usually left his doors open when he stopped at the store to make deliveries, but this time a sow and one of her cubs that loitered nearby sauntered inside. The manager of the convenience store said the bears probably stayed inside for about 20 minutes last Tuesday morning. They ignored efforts to shoo them off. Shelley Dino says when the bears couldn't be roused, security at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson was called and sounded sirens. The bears eventually came out and disappeared into the woods. Keith Peters reporting.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan asking U.S. Attorney David Weiss to appear before the panel next month. The Hill reports Republicans have some questions about that failed Hunter Biden plea deal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Not sure which thermometer to choose? Accuracy matters. Exergen Temporal Scanner is the smart choice. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen, the number one choice for medical professionals at the top-ranked hospitals in the U.S. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Legislative Republicans have unveiled a $614 million plan to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee and upgrade American Family Field.
The new plan would raise income taxes on MLB players and staff, including the Brewers. This is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Unfortunately, the amount of money that was generated and has been spent so far doesn't even allow the team to remain in Wisconsin unless something is done as quickly as possible.
The Brewers would also be investing in the stadium itself to keep it up to date. Governor Tony Evers says he's happy to see a plan from Republicans after they blocked his attempt to spend tax surplus on the stadium. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Abortion services resume Monday in Wisconsin.
The Journal Sentinel reported about 50 people, some carrying signs with pictures of aborted fetuses, picketed outside the Milwaukee Clinic of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin on Monday. In Madison, about 100 people protested. There were only one or two pro-choice advocates at either location and no reports of physical confrontations between the two groups. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A large fight on Madison's southwest side ended with several people stabbed and a man shot.
Cops were called to a residence around 10:30 on Sunday night after receiving numerous calls about gunfire. When cops got on the scene, they could hear screaming coming from inside the home. A 20-year-old man was taken to the hospital with a gunshot wound. He's in critical condition. Three others were hospitalized with stab wounds. They are all expected to survive. Two kids were also found in the basement of the home. Doesn't sound as though they were hurt. They were taken to safety. Police say this appears that the 20-year-old pulled a knife during this fight and ended up being shot by one of the people he stabbed. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A Milwaukee man is headed to prison for his part in a Northwoods drug operation. WXPR reports 47-year-old Travis Lee Young will spend 12 years in prison on federal drug charges. Young was arrested in Eagle River last August with over 600 grams of meth, 17 grams of cocaine, and over 900 fentanyl pills in his hotel room, along with a gun. And it may not be a major election year, but today is still National Voter Registration Day. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard says that means it's time to go to the voter registration website to make sure that you're properly registered at your current address.
MyVote.wi.gov, they can see if they are registered to vote and if they have an active absentee application.
Wisconsin residents could have as many as 4 elections in 2020 between the spring local elections and August primary and the 2024 presidential, congressional, and U.S. Senate elections. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
K.B. Hanisch, 72, of Nakusa, Wisconsin, passed away on September 13th following a courageous battle with cancer. K. is survived by 2 sons, Brent Mindock of Prentice and Justin Hanisch of Wisconsin Rapids, two daughters, Carrie Hanisch of Vesper, Wisconsin, and Tracy Mendieta of Port Edwards, Wisconsin, three granddaughters, one grandson, three step-grandsons, siblings Jack Rude, Gary Rude, Judy Kelnoffer, Louis Rude, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. A funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. on Saturday, September 23rd at the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home, 284 Chestnut Street in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Kay Hanisch.
A celebration of life service for Kenneth Strobel will be held this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. and running through the evening at the Kennan Park. Again, celebration of life for Kenneth Strobel this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. at the Kennan Park. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You Thanks. Too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty, they sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures approaching 70 for today under partly sunny skies. Lover winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a chance for some sprinkles developing with lows to 51. Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sunshine into the upper 70s. Thursday, still looking to stay dry with a high of 78. Then for Friday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower in the mid-70s. Chance for some scattered showers on Saturday up to 71. And still that chance for rain on Sunday back in the upper 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 49.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Get ready. It's coming this Saturday, September 23rd, the St. Anthony's Fall Festival with great activities planned. Starting at 2 p.m. Saturday, it's bingo at the Padua Center. Then Mass at 4:30 with the guitar choir after Mass. Enjoy dinner and the pie auction. If you're interested in helping with the event or baking a pie, please contact Joan Page at the church office. Everyone is invited to come out and enjoy the St. Anthony's Fall Festival this Saturday, taking place at 276 5th Avenue South in Park Falls.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, Baltimore pulls off a ninth inning comeback against Houston.
Cedric Mullins' ninth inning three-run homer sent the Orioles to an 8-7 win over the Astros. Mullins' 15th homer of the season came off Astros closer Ryan Pressly and helped the Orioles increase their lead in the AL East to 2.5 games. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde.
We just kept fighting, honestly. Those things were not going our way. It felt like there was and then it wasn't. And for our hitters, honestly, to answer the bell there and continue to score runs and to continue to keep us in the game and pick people up, that was massive.
Ryan O'Hearn finished 5-for-5 for Baltimore, while Gunnar Henderson added 3 hits. The loss keeps Houston's lead in the AL West at 2.5 games. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Other American League winners included Kansas City, Boston, and Seattle. In the National League, winners were the New York Mets, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and San Diego. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, interleague winners included Cincinnati, the Chicago White Sox, and LA Dodgers. In the NFL, Tony Jones Jr. scores twice, and New Orleans defense shuts down Carolina's Bryce Young in a 20-17 win.
Tony Jones Jr. rushed for a pair of touchdowns, putting New Orleans in front for good on his two-yard rush with just under 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Jones' first TD came after Saints receiver Chris Olave tipped a Derek Carr pass to himself to reel in a spectacular 42-yard reception. The Panthers pulled within three late after Bryce Young's three-yard TD pass with just over 1 minute remaining.
Correspondent Gethin Coolball reporting. One other game saw Pittsburgh defeating Cleveland 26-22. Off the field, two people familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs and MVP Patrick Mahomes had agreed to a restructured contract. This is SRN Sports.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, text 800-888-HOPE. Please play responsibly.
It took Adam Wainwright a while, but the St. Louis Cardinal right-hander earned his 200th career win after pitching seven shutout innings in the Cardinals' 1-0 win over the Brewers last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
I love this city. I love being a St. Louis Cardinal. And I love that I got to play my whole career here. Thank y'all so much for embracing me. I love you.
Wainwright speaking to the 33,000-plus at Busch Stadium after the game. Wilson Contreras drove in the only run of the contest with a fourth-inning solo homer. The Brewers have a six-game lead over the Cubs and Reds atop the Central with 12 games left to play. The Packers left guard Elgton Jenkins suffered a sprained MCL in his left knee during Sunday's loss to the Falcons. Jenkins telling reporters in the locker room on Monday he didn't think this season is over after week two. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He means a lot to our football team, obviously, and he's played at a really high level. It's an unfortunate play, and I got to give him credit, man. He stayed in there and battled and played another two plays. And, you know, so when they told me he was down, it actually kind of shocked me because I saw the initial hit, and I was a little concerned. I saw him slow to get up, but then he kept going. So I thought he was able to play through it.
Week two of the NFL season coming to a close last night. New Orleans holding off Carolina 20-17, and Pittsburgh beat Cleveland 26-22. Two-time Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes agreeing to a restructured deal with the Chiefs that'll pay him $210.6 million between 2023 and 2026. Deal is the most money in NFL history for a player over a four-year span. Brewer top prospect Jackson Churio promoted to AAA Nashville for the final week of the season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau leadership opportunities have benefited me in multiple ways. Right now, I'm a member of the Farm Bureau Leadership Institute, and I always thought I was a good public speaker. And then we went through some of that training in our very first session, and I had these aha moments that I'm going to use when I am promoting agriculture to consumer groups.
WFBF.com.
You should reach out to them.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Deep pecan pine, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but But it's fair when love is grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Just child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. Stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Precious child, and no mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love. I
yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Pictures on her phone, and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still around. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got a note extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean race they've gone, clean slate moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Stay broke, some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it all right, just like you're doing to me. But tonight I'm letting it rain. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got a note extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean race they've gone, clean slate moving. Something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. No, some girls never do. Yeah, some girls know when they've got something worth holding on to, but some girls never do.
That's Chris Jansen called All You Need Is You. It's Justin. Thanks so much for kicking off your day with me. So there was a list out of four habits that might be exhausting you. Number four on this list is watching emotionally charged television shows. I get it. Sometimes the stuff can be too heavy and it's exhausting. Number three on this list was having too many tabs open on your computer. I could see that just because you're trying to multitask and therefore it might be kind of a stressful thing. Number two is working at a messy desk. And number one, waiting too long in between meals. Maybe it's because of that whole hangry thing. And you kind of get a little grouchy and emotional, and then the next thing you're tired. I don't know, I'm just going out on a limb, but that was the four things. Hang out for Russell Dickerson. Stick around, he's next.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
That's Bailey Zimmerman here at 98Q Countries. It's Justin Taylor in for Joel, who's off until Thursday. So he'll be back in the chair Thursday morning. My job is to get you to download the app in the meantime. So, okay, between now and Thursday, can you do that for Joel anyway? Just go to your app or your Google Play and download the Civic Media app. It's that simple. That way you can take 98Q Country wherever you go.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures approaching 74 today under partly sunny skies. Lover winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a chance for some sprinkles developing with lows to 51. Wednesday, a blend of clouds and sunshine into the upper 70s. Thursday, still looking to stay dry with a high of 78. Then for Friday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower in the mid-70s. Chance for some scattered showers on Saturday up to 71. And still that chance for rain on Sunday back in the upper 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 49.
This is Darius Rucker. So great.
Turn it up. 98Q Country.
It's a different kind of feeling, not the one I knew.
she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on replay. Laying on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my
as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going it's just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan, 'cause I was under them neon lights. Every single Saturday night, yeah, everybody knew they could find me there. Walking out of church now, who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night. And now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, will they see you? 'Cause girl, I got you by my side. Out of church now, who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I thought I drank for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door, but damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. In the morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Kick the dust up.
Into
Let's back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up. Y'all will be glad you did.
Kick it.
We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and a better board. Oh, burning up a back row song. Pocket it with pile out, baby. What you stepping out? Better have your boots on. Kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Back it on up. Let's kick the dust up.
I woke up early with a pounding in my head. I'd been out the night before with all my friends. A little worried, kind of wondering what I did. I said, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Wife wanted to kill me, but she tried to save me first. You're going if I have to drag your butt to church. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I read the hymns and kind of sort of sang along. Made it through the Sunday sermon wide awake. Dinner at our home, drank some beer, watched a game, and cooked some steaks. My little brother had a big fight with his wife, and my poor mother sat between them both all night. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. Turns along the way, it'll throw you off if you don't hold on tight. You can't really smile until you shed some tears.